For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning to everyone. Hope you're doing great. Hope you're plowing through in the healthy, God-filled, Christ-centered, excited, strengthening yourself in the Lord way this week. Getting this from our teaching. I just love this teaching. I hope you're loving it. What to do when your back's up against a wall. I'll be doing this in its entirety on the North Shore, February the 26th, 7 p.m. It's a Tuesday night, free of charge, using the facilities of Victory Fellowship Church on the Causeway Approach. Very excited about that. West Causeway Approach for us, we just literally get off that causeway and we're almost right there. Please come out. I would love to meet you. Tell me you're listening to the broadcast and you're learning. We have a great time in God in these men and women, any denomination. Well, we are picking up our story. We're in 1 Samuel 30, and here David has come with his men after a vicious battle, only to see that the city he has been living in is called Ziklag and has been burned to the ground. His wives and his children have been kidnapped by an enemy called the Amalekites. And it says, but David strengthened or encouraged himself in the Lord. What did he do, my brethren? Well, we do see where he and his men wept. They cried till there were no more tears. Haven't you done that before? You weep till you can't weep anymore. And then here's what I love. David was at the end of himself. And the faithfulness of our God. Now, you hear me. This is for someone right now. I can just feel it rising up. When you can't weep anymore, now God can come in. God's strength can strengthen you. God now has room because you're done with yourself, you know? Ziklag represented self. David never inquired of God, is Ziklag part of my inheritance? He got that from the enemy, King Achish. God had a better plan for David. But it took David going to the final end of himself. And Ziklag being burned with fire was really a providential move of God. David, you weren't meant to have Ziklag anyway. Let it burn to the ground. And how wonderful that his wives and children were actually not killed. They were kidnapped, but they were still preserved. God's just getting all the self stuff out of David. It says that finally David now goes back to God in prayer. Did he pray about Ziklag? No. God would never give the enemy camp or anything to a son or a daughter. But now that it's been burned, we see David once again returning to God in prayer. He spends a long time, I would imagine, with God, worshiping before even considering warfare again. 16 months, my brethren, he stayed in Ziklag. So I would imagine he had to go deep. For all that was destroyed on the outside, man, he had to go back on the inside. But guess what? God was there waiting. And it says in Psalm 42:5, David writes, perhaps David, Matthew Henry says, we don't know for sure, but he thinks it is. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him. Could this have been when David's own son was betraying him? Or could it have been with these many journeys when Saul was chasing him? At any rate, we see David now talking to himself. Why are you downcast, Saul? Put your hope in God. God will so stir you, my brethren, to remind you who you are, who he is in you. God begins to encourage him. David begins to encourage himself in God. You need to do the same thing. Perhaps David was remembering, man, Samuel did anoint me, and gosh, I remember the day when I did kill a lion and a bear through Christ's strength, and wow, I remember God gave me the ability to defeat Goliath. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. Wow, Saul's been chasing me, but he never did get me. Maybe for you, remind yourself, just as David had to do. Wow, I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I've been made a king and a priest unto God. I have the Holy Spirit in me. I've got the name of Jesus. Come on now. I have the word of God. God's never going to leave me nor forsake me. how to strengthen yourself in God. Begin after you worship Him to start reminding yourself of who He is in you and who you are in Him. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.